Welcome to Finding Brian, a show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week, we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey folks, hello and welcome to the highly irregular episode of Finding Brian. I am Brian, and it's been a while. It's been a long while, and been not busy, but at the same time trying some stuff out, and just I'm hitting a brick wall. And so if you are not up for probably a boohoo wah wah session, which I'm afraid this is what's going to end up being, you can just turn it off and go someplace else, because I'm probably going to irritate the crap out of you while I try to get this hammered out. But at the same time, if you happen to have some insights and you think of something that you can do, that I could do to help out whatever issue I happen to be running into at this moment that I'll be covering, please continue. Because we're talking about starting your own business and basically the brick wall a person runs into when they are trying to get a business going. I'm sure you've heard a couple times, though I don't post regularly. I know I've mentioned that, the oil field is not doing all that great. Talked about, the problems of working for a commodity. Yeah. When the commodity is doing great, you're doing great. When the commodity's not doing so great, you're eating Fruit Loops out of an aluminum foil bowl. So we have this up and down, and I am finding myself to be in an area that I'm not unhappy with the sand hauling job that I have. I mean, granted, we're literally working twice as hard. For an example, I worked for a whole pay period on a couple jobs. We were out every single day for that 2 weeks, working, driving. Should have had, typically, that would have been a $2,500 to $3,000 paycheck. And for working that much, and I actually literally got 15 out of that. And so that is such a disheartening feeling. Now, granted, yes, I know there are people out there who are making even less than I am, who are working 40 hours a day, you know, getting thrown chicken feed. I understand that there are people that are worse off, and I'm not disparaging them. I understand they are working hard. They're trying to make ends meet, and I'm doing the same thing. And just I can only go off of what I am doing at the moment. just a little change of topic. A squirrel running right down the middle of the road. He's kind of checking everything out. Where's he going? Where's he going? Oh, he's going to come over here. Never mind. What? So, a squirrel. So, but anyhow, there is, in my world, which is the world I know the best of, is things are not going as well as they should. We're getting all sorts of stuff turned off. We've gotten our internet turned off so many times now that to be able to turn it back on, we've got to come up with a $200 deposit. I mean, this is how bad it is. And you're going, well, just turn off everything. We don't have anything else. We have our internet. We have it, which is our only luxury item. We don't do cable. I've been a cord cutter for, I think we're going on our 2.5 years now, maybe 3. Shortly after Chromecast came out. So been a cord cutter for that amount of time. We don't have the $150, $200 cable bill. We do have a luxury line item, I guess you'd call it, for the phones. But we're now starting to slough all the kids off of it and putting them onto the GoPhone network. Because, heck, I'm almost tempted to go to the GoPhone network because you get unlimited data. Granted, it's 3G, but you get unlimited data for $45. I mean, Jiminy. And they've got, you can go on to Straight Talk and get 5 gigs of LTE. And then once you use that 5 gigs up, you go to 3G. For $45, I think. $45 or $60, one of the two. And Jiminy, that's, wow. That's amazing. That's great. And so we've dropped Alexis off. That's Little Miss Princess. And she's doing okay. I think she's glad she's just got a phone that is not broke and actually lasts more than 30 minutes off the charger. But at the same time, she was wanting an iPhone so bad. And I made her a promise that she would get one when things were better. And now that things are not better, it's really a disheartening thing to have to tell your child that, sorry, you ain't getting it. But it's the facts of life. And she's done very well in graciously accepting the fate that's been handed down to us on this. We've got the only other major bills that we have is our car payment, which we're just about done. We've got 2.5, we got 5 more payments left. And if we can pick it up, I mean, we've got $2,500 all that's left. And so, I mean, if we find some way of coughing up $2,500, we can have the car paid off. And that'll free up $500 a month, or almost $500 a month. And then our house, which is almost $600 a month, which some people are going, wow, that's it? Yeah, that's it to a point. But after that, I mean, you've got your standard utilities, your electric and sewage and water and, you know, those types of utilities. And those are still those are a half does, but they're a little lower than the house. 'Cause our priorities are house, water, electricity, car, and so on and so forth. And that's why our internet keeps getting turned off, which sucks like no one's business, because of the fact that I'm trying to start up a social media business. I actually got my first kind of client. It's a family member, but it's a family member. It's a client. I can help them out. I'm doing their Twitter and their Instagram and trying to help them get I could, you know, get a following built up, get a crowd going there. And, I mean, doing great. I've had them for 3 weeks, and I've already taken their Twitter from having 10 followers up to 100. And decent little, at a decent speed. Now I'm kind of trying to slough some of the non-follow back people off, and or not follow back, but the people who are not providing me value, trying to knock them off so that I can get some others. That way we keep, you know, get a good positive ratio going, so I don't look like I'm a bot. But it's fun and it's exciting. I like doing that. It's an interesting experiment. I've got the Good One social media. Just throw up Twitter experiment posts from time to time. I've gotten two up. Fixing to put the third one up here real quick. Later on today is when I'm going to start working on it. Because I've been home for the past 3 days. Which means the next paycheck is going to blow, because today is Friday, October 9th. And that means that it's payday, and I am scared to death to see what this payday is going to hold. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's... be great if it's 15, but it's... even if it is, it's not going to hold all that it needs to... it's not going to pay all that needs to be paid. But... but then... but what do I do? I feel so stuck at the moment, because I don't have the money to be able to pacify the wife, just keep her content, keep her happy, so that she's not having... I've actually even started throwing up the thought that she needs to get a job, she needs to start working and helping everybody out and helping the rest of us out. And that's makes me feel like crap, because I don't want her to start have to work until the kids are out of school. And we've still got one in school, so it's not doing me or her any, or not doing Alexis any good to have Jana out working. Now, I would love to be able to be home to watch over, and if Alexis or Jana wants to go and work, then fine, let be it. I just want an adult home. But for me to be able to be home, I need to have my own business. The question I keep running into is, how do I find clients? Because going and knocking on doors and talking to people in businesses have proven to not do anything for me. Get in there and so who does your social media? Oh, I do, and we don't need any help. Well, that kind of shuts everything down in a big hurry. Everybody claims they do their own social media, though no one does their social media. Most people don't seem to be doing their social media, and I would love to help build, nurture, and develop their communities. But to be able to, I've got to find a way of getting my foot in the door, and I know it's a matter of numbers. You ask and get enough no's, eventually you're going to get a yes. But at the same time, wow, I didn't realize no had such a beat down effect upon your self-esteem. And then on top of that, the fact that I don't feel like I'm providing for my family the way I need to be providing for my family, it all kind of bubbles together, and all of a sudden it's like, crap, I don't know where me and the wife are having discussions. She's looking at maybe going to another town to go look for a job, and it's like, great, well, we only have one car, so what's going to happen then? And I just, it's frustrating is what it is. I need to have a positive look on what's happening in life. I need to have my own positive outlook. I need to be on the look on the bright side of life. But the issue that I'm run into is it's hard to have a positive outlook on life when you're getting beat down. Someone's taking a paddle and whacking it across your backside and you're saying, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" It's what it seems like, what it feels like. And there's a blockage. I don't know how else to describe it. There's something that's just right there, right in the way that I cannot get past. And I think once I can get past that, will help out. And I think that is the top of that ridge, that once I get over it, things will start moving a little smoother. But I don't know what that top of that ridge is. I'm actually even thinking of talking to the radio station, and maybe I need to learn sales a little more. Maybe I need to learn how to be a salesman. I know I'm a crappy salesman. Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to get out there and shake hands and learn how to smile and be personable, and which I've always thought I was, but to find out how to draw out the first five yeses, how to draw those out so that a person has a better chance of saying, of signing on the proverbial dotted line. These are the steps. I don't know where to go when it comes to starting my own business. I don't know what I need to do. I don't know where I need to go. I don't have internet right now, so I can't go on to the 48days.net and ask people. I could go to, say, the convenience store down the way and use their Wi-Fi, but I'd have higher speeds with dial-up. But what I would like to be able to do is to be able to get, and I don't know, maybe I'm going at the wrong angle. Maybe getting clients. I know I need to learn to help them develop trust. Wonderful 4 o'clock, yeah. And that's one reason why I'm working on the blog. And I've been doing pretty decent on the blog. I've not near as good as I'd like to. My blogging has going downhill a bit, which I kind of figured was going to happen. But just keep bashing through on it, and I'm got a guy who is for another site that I write for from time to time, and he's pointing out where I'm going wrong on my blogging or on my writing, because I went off and threw out a huge 2,500 word essay that apparently he's like, "Ah, that's too long." So maybe that he's not for long form, or maybe it's just that I'm not seeing where he tells me that I'm repeating myself, but that wouldn't doubt me if I was. But there's just that sense of urgency that I'm feeling, and that with that sense of urgency, I don't know where I need to go to satisfy that urgency. What is it that I am needing to do to hit that next so-called level? Because I know I've got something that needs to happen for me to go to the next level. And that's the best way to describe it. And I don't know what it is I need to do to get that next level. But I mean. All I can think of is just keep on swimming, as Dory would say. Just keep treading along, keep going. The solution will appear. It's just I don't want to be forced into a temporary solution that will hinder me reaching my goal. My dream. And that's kind of the way it feels. I mean, we're sitting there looking at doing something along the lines of working for Uber, which, from what I understand, Uber drivers make some pretty darn good money, but I don't know how good of money they make in Amarillo or in OKC. And that's that would be where the two closest places I could go to. They don't have anything in Lawton. Lawton's not big enough. I think Amarillo's just barely big enough. But it's just one of those. It's an I don't know. There are several solutions that are sitting in front of me. I just don't have a clue as to what direction I need to be heading to fix that problem. Do I need to go ahead and just work on the social media business on the side, which is kind of what I'm doing, except for when I'm driving, and I guess I'm going to have to just start trying to find a fairly accurate speech to text app and see if that will fix the issue. Because a lot of times I'll have a great idea and I can work the idea out while I'm driving, just don't have the idea whenever I finish. Get to my destination. Usually I'm tired enough to where I just need to lay down and take a nap so that I'm ready to go in case it's an all-night run, which happens more often than not. But I don't know. Anyhow, I'm meandering now. Kind of losing the focus of what I was talking about. But I don't know. No, I need to. I want to get Good One social media up and running. I know I can use podcasting and everything else that is lumped into what social media is. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm needing to niche it down. Do I need to just be, you know, the guy for Twitter? I mean, I don't know. It's just the weird, bizarre thoughts. Everybody keeps talking about you need to niche down. Tighten up your niches for
What do we got here? Hollins, Capital One. Oh, I bet you that's new insurance stuff. But it's just one of those where you like want to scream, bang your head, and try to figure out what in the heck is going on. Why is it not working? And I'll come up with it. I know I will. It's just need to find a way of getting my positive thoughts back, because it's just, I feel like I'm just getting completely beat up and decimated, and it's not helping with the steps. So, well, it'll be found. I'll get it. So, but anyhow, I'll go ahead and I will let you go. Thank you for so much for taking the time to listen to me boohoo, moan, and groan. And I'll see about trying to get this back onto a regular schedule again. So until then, have a great week.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before? Same time.
Opening song, Rat Bags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.